Bezdah Shem Mizbach, we begin Perg Shein, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Avodah and Laws of Slaves in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions, where we continue the theme regarding the laws of the Eved Ivri, specifically regarding the acquisition of the Eved, the Jewish slave, and how does he go free. As Rambam begins Halacha up regarding the ways to acquire the Hebrew slave. Eved Ivri, the Jewish slave, Shemachru Bezin, if the court sold him, or Vamaychar Atzmoy, if he sells himself, Nikin Mekasav is acquired with money, Vushav Mekasav, or something worth money, or Vushtarim with a document. What's the case of acquiring with a document? Write for him on a piece of paper, on a piece of earthenware. I'm sold to you. I'm acquired to you. But he gives him the document. He thus acquires the Hebrew slave. The extent of the slavery when he sold to a Jew. So the court sell him. He works for 6 years from the day that he sold. And at the beginning of the 7th year, he goes out as a free person. Now, the Shemitah year, which every 7 years is encountered within the 6 years, it is over by he works in that, and he works for his 6 years. But let's say he encounters the Jubilee year, the 50th year of the cycle. Even if it's all 1 year before the Yevil year, he goes free then. Like it says in the Pasuk, Ashnasa Yevil Yavri Machin Vayikra, up until the Yevil year, he's going to work with you. As it says, in this Yevil year is when he goes free. Halacha Gimel. If someone sells himself, he could sell him, unlike that when he sold by the courts, for more than 6 years. If someone sells himself for 10 years, over 20 years, and he counters Yevil even after 1 year. Again, he's going to go out in the Yevil year, like it says in the Pasuk, up until the Yevil year, he's going to work with you. Halacha Dal. Whether someone sells himself, or the court sell him, and he flees, he has to make up 6 years, in other words, whatever he was lacking from when he was a fugitive. However, if the Yevil year comes, he goes out free. If he becomes sick, whether it was year after year, or he was sick for different periods, if the sum total is less than 4 years, it counts towards his 6 years that he has to be there. But if he was sick for over that, meaning he was sick for a period of 4 years, then he has to make up all the days that he was sick. Kishnemet says in the Pasig, Kisachar Kisaisha, if you treat him like a laborer, like a resident, in other words, a Sachar works for 3 years. We know that from Bustin Yeshaya that says, Chalashon Kishne Sachar. Now, an Eved Ivri actually is Mishneschar Sachar, which double, which is for 6 years. So he works for that of 3 years. If it's more than that, so then we're saying that already he hasn't fulfilled his quota. Now, but Ben Pogba Yevil, which that would be the 4 years, and if he has to make it up. Ben Pogba Yevil, if he counts as Yevil, Yetze, he goes out free. But when did we say this, that you calculate the days of his sickness, that he's going to have to make it up? If it's over 3 years, because it's more than that of how much a laborer he missed that amount of 3 years. If he had a very heavy sickness, he wasn't able to do any work, so he has got to make it up. But if he didn't have such a heavy illness, he was able to do at least something like some type of a needlepoint. Even a sick old 6 years, is going to count, but ultimately he was able to do some work. Halach above, regarding the extent of the slavery when he sold to a Gentile. So if someone sells himself to a non-Jew, if he wasn't redeemed, in the Yetzer El Ba'yevil, he only goes out by the Yevil year. Shem like says in the Pasuk, V'im lo yigol ba'yevil, if he's not redeemed with all these other things, V'yotze b'shas Yevil goes in the Yevil year, who avon avim ahim with his sons with him. Halacha zayin. Anim kol agoy, if someone sold to a Gentile, im lo hisigu yodol ligol, if he doesn't have the resources to redeem himself, k'rayv av paydnois, his relatives have to redeem him. V'kadav, whoever's a close relative has more of an obligation. Shem like says in the Pasuk, oy doy doy, or his uncle, oy ven doy doy, or his uncle's son, yigoleno, shall redeem them. And the courts, they force his relatives to redeem him. That it should not become assimilated amongst the Gentiles. If his relatives do not redeem him, or they don't have the capacity to redeem, they don't have the funds, then there's a mitzvah on every single Jew to redeem him. Now, whether if its relatives are redeemed, other people redeem him, he goes out as a free person. In other words, he's not now responsible to owe that to the ones who redeemed him. Now, the Yeshle Lulvois, he could borrow the legal assassin of Magoi and to redeem himself from the slavery by the Gentile. And Magoi Lachatzon, he could also redeem himself halfway. But if someone is sold to a Jew, there the relatives don't have an obligation to redeem him. And neither are you allowed to borrow and redeem yourself. And you cannot redeem yourself halfway. Because the pasuk says, only if he could afford the whole thing, then he could redeem himself. So what's his halacha? If he has enough money to pay back for the amount of years that's still left on this contract that he's enslaved to the Jew, he could give it and go out. But if not, he cannot go out. He can't pay halfway. He can't borrow and try to get himself out. Halacha Ches continues regarding the evaluation of his value of the paying back and how we calculate that. So, Echad HaMecher Asma, whether someone sells himself, whether to a Jew or a Gentile, whether the court sell him, which that's only to a Jew, he diminishes from his value, from his redemption money, and then he could go out. The case that houses, Ram illustrates. Let's say he was sold for 60 dinarim. So it comes out, since he sold for 6 years, let's say when the court sell him, so it's 10 dinarim a year. V'avad Abba Shami worked for 4 out of the 6 years already. Umatziyadi, now he got money. It is a nice estimate dinarim. So he gives now 20 dinarim for the 2 remaining years, which is 10 dinarim each year. And then he goes out free. So let's say he sold himself for 40 dinarim for a period of 10 years. Where if you're selling yourself, you're allowed to sell yourself for more than 6 years. It is a megodeya, arba dinarim l'choshon l'shavet. So he diminishes the amount of how much he has to pay back, 4 dinarim for every single year that he worked. That's how much less you have to give now. But no, it's not nisha, and you give whatever the remaining is. Kesev, b'shav, kesev, money, or what, the value of money. B'yotze, and he can go out. Chinanim kolugoy, so to be sold to a Gentile. Mechashav adam, he calculates the monies, l'fi hashonim ha-nesharis, achnas yevo, according to how many years are left, till the yevo year, because that's when he goes out. Not in the 6 years. Like says in the pasuk, v'chishav im kineyu, he's going to calculate with the one who bought him, achnas yevo, machulai, from the year that he was sold to him, achnas yevo, up until the yevo year. Kitzer, how so? So mach atzme b'meya, if he sold himself for 100, initially, Yev Mishnas Mechir, and now you remain to the Yev Yev from the year that he sold Esher Shem 10 years. So, Mechashav, Esadol, Choshon, Eshavit, so you calculate 10 for every single year that he worked. But Gidei Adam, and that's how much you take away from the price. Umeshav Bashar, and he gives back the rest. Kesef, monies, Loit Tvub, Lekeim, but not produce and not vessels. Shemek, it says in the positive, Kesef and Kotter, the monies of his sale, which is the Kesef and Nigel Miyadagoy, by the Gentile, he can only be redeemed with money. Vein Nigel Bashar, Kesef, by the Gentile, unlike the Jew, he cannot be redeemed with that which is worth money. Lachates. Every Jewish slave or Jewish maidservant, if they leave because of the diminishment of the monies that are owed on them. Now, they became actually healthier. Now, actually, they're worth more. Or actually, they became weaker during the slavery. Now, they have less of value. Either way, we're going to calculate according to what's going to be more lenient for the slave. So, let's say someone sold for 100 zuz. But now he's actually became more robust during the slavery. They made a man out of him. He's worth 200. Now we calculate how much value is there left on his work. We're only going to calculate according to the 100 how much it was worth when he was bought. Because actually the pasuk says mikesev miknasai, which is from the money of how much he was bought for. Now at the same time, nimka b'masam, let's say he sold for 200, v'adehu shav meya, now he's worth only 100 because he got so weak over the slavery. Mechashri moya al pi hashonim ha-nesaris l'fi meya, we're going to calculate now according to the remaining years, according to the current value of 100, because on the same time the pasuk says kefi shanav, which according to the years that he has left. So either one, we're going to interpret that as a leniency for the slave. Halacha Yud continues regarding this evaluation of his value, regarding the payback, regarding when we said this halacha of that he could redeem himself halfway when he sold to a Gentile, how that's going to come out regarding this, like we said, if it's a leniency or a stringency. So, if someone sold to a Gentile, since he could redeem himself halfway, like we explained in halacha Zayin, unlike by a Jew, you have to either redeem yourself totally, it's black and white. Here, it's like, okay, you could do halfway and you're not totally redeemed yet. At times, that'll be a leniency, at times, it can be a stringency. How so? How's the leniency? So, let's say he bought him for a value of his work is 200. But then he got weak. And now his work is only worth 100. But that gives him 50, of the half of his value. Now he actually became more robust. But now he's worth 200. So, now he wants to give the other half, he's got to give 100. But that's half the value that's remaining right now because he became more robust. And then he'll leave. And what he gave 50 on the first half, he gave, that was already halfway of his redemption. Now, Kitz Lachma, how is that going to be a stringency? Let's say board him for 200. Now, he gave, at that point, half of his value, which was still 100. The Nishcha, but then became weak about how the Atosh of a Meina is only worth 100. It gives him 50, that's half of the value that he has right now remaining. Although right now, he's worth only 100. So the fact that you're able to do halfway redemption, for that angle, it's a stringency right now. Because if you want to leave right now, we didn't let you lechatzon, like by a Jew, you'd only be giving 50 because he's only worth 100 now. And he would be giving 100. Because he's worth 100. But since you did a halfway, you already did a prior 100. And now you have to do another half, which is 50. You're going to be giving 150 instead of 100. How much it would be worth right now if we didn't let Gula Lechatzan. Lechit Av continues regarding the, if the master is Michael on the excess, money. Let's say he's working every single year, diminishing the amount that he owes him. And then the master, he pardons him the monies that remaining regarding the service that he still owes him. In a Mochalai, it's not effective enough, this pardoning, until he writes a document of emancipation. So let's say he acquired him for 60 dinar. And he still has a year or two. And he still has a few years remaining on the contract. He says to him, the rest of the monies that are owed are pardoned to you. Go on your way. He's not released from his work until he writes from a document. The law of an Ebert Ivri, if his master dies. So Adun Shemes, if the master dies, Imanich ben Zach, if he leaves over a male son, Hariyah Evid Evid Aben. So the slave works for the son now, Atsef HaSheish, until the end of the 6 years, or until the amount of years that he had sold himself for, or until he even counts Yevil. Or up until, let's say, that it diminishes the amount of how much he has to redeem himself for, and then he can afford this, and pays back that amount, and then he leaves. But if the master did not leave over a male son, the Jewish slave goes out free. It doesn't work less. Abbas, not the daughter, not the brother, whoever inherits this man. And we don't have to say for sure does not work for the other inheritors. Now, if someone was sold to a righteous convert, or to a Gentile, even the son in the Eved, he won't work even for the son. Once the master dies, Yatza Lacheres, the Jewish slave goes out free. So Tzeis Ha'imer comes out, you say as follows. She'evet Ivri, that the Jewish slave, Nikne Bekesav Ebeshtar, can be acquired with money or with a document, like we said in the previous parak. Bekoinis Asma Bechamish Adraman, he acquires himself in five different ways. Bishonim, when it reached the amount of years, Oybeyevel or the Yevel year, Oybegirin Kesav, where he diminishes the amount of money that he owes, Oybeshtar Shech, or the document of emancipation, Oybemisis Adon Beloy Ben, or if his master dies without a son, and regarding a Gentile or with a convert, even if he left over a son. Now the Rambam concludes his parak regarding the sending off of the slave when he goes out to free. So mitzvah lemele, it's a mitzvah to tell him, say, go out. When he's leaving, when it reaches the amount, his allotted years. Now av bishleomele, even if he doesn't tell him, he still goes out free. At that point, he does not need a document. Now, even if during his slavery he had been sick, and his master had spent a lot of money on the slave, in the servant, the slave does not owe the master anything. As it says in Shemites, he goes out for free with not nothing on his back. He owes nothing to his master.